Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in the studio our speaker, Brother Abdullah Al-Musawi. He's an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, brother. In our previous sessions, we talked about that there could be different behaviors children have, and parents should understand that something is wrong with their child. So as a parent, what are the signs that I should be looking for that indicate that there's a problem with my child?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When it comes to children and behavior, it's not a one thing. Rather, it's a number of things that we need to look for in order to make sure that we diagnose the right behavior. So sometimes I'm not just looking at him in terms of his personal life, but sometimes we need to also consider the environment that he lives in, the family that he lives with, the society that he lives in. So there are a lot of things involved that as parents we need to be very aware of in order to see what could be going wrong with my child's behavior. So there are a number of things that cause it. For example, if we look at it at a personal level, like the child himself, there could be a number of causes to indicate a behavior change. For example, stress itself plays a factor that when you have a child who is stressed, obviously,
yes,
is going to affect his behavior.
Yeah.
If there's a fear factor, is going to affect his behavior. Lack of concentration will affect his behavior. Whether, for example, he gets busy with himself, running away from his problems. So there are a lot of signs that I can go on and on.
Yeah.
That indicates a problem with a child. So sometimes we look at the signs,
yeah,
that are within the child himself, if through the things that he does. And these ones are easier to spot, easier to find. Just by observing the child's behavior, you can tell that something is going wrong. So like I said, sometimes even biting one's nails or sucking thumbs, or sometimes depending on the child's age, sometimes like urinating on themselves or in the bed, or what as we call wetting the beds. Or for example, their anger levels, them being, I don't know, bit violent with other kids, lack of obedience to their parents. So all these signs indicate that there's a problem when it comes to their behavior. This is when it comes to on their personal level. Also, at the same time, when we look at signs, we have to consider the family as
right.
well. So sometimes the child himself might not be causing any problems himself. Rather, it is the environment that he lives in.
So So we will talk on that environment after a very short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about Islamic upbringing and what are the signs that parents could spot to find out that their child is going through some problem. So, Brother Musavi, you were saying that a family environment also plays a role.
Yes. So when we look at the family itself, because the child himself, obviously, he's not independent. Rather, he's dependent on his parents. So whatever happens in the family would also affect his behavior. So there are a number of things that we need to keep in mind or look for to see if they are happening to the child. Sometimes when you have spouses, they're constantly fighting with one another, constantly nagging and constantly fighting.
All right.
Sometimes you see the child not caring at all. Like he would pretend as nothing is happening. That's a problem because the child should react to such an argument, okay, or fight in the house. So when the child does not interact to these problems, that indicates there's a change in behavior. When the child, for example, constantly submits to his parents, sometimes we look at this as a good sign as parents, because all right, if my child is listening and is doing everything that I want from him, that's a good thing. Not always. I mean, if things are going right and he's doing it, being submissive to his parents due to the fact that he understands what he's doing, all good and well.
Well, could you a little explain that? Because, you know, there are some parents who think that, well, who in fact feel proud that whatever I'm telling to my child, he's listening and doing and all. But you're saying doing that all the time could be a problem.
Yeah, so it's a sword with two edges, right? So we as parents, we always want our child to be absolutely obedient. Now, this obedience, sometimes it happens because we've taught the child the correct way of dealing with things and acting correctly. So yeah, he's obedient not because he's forced to, not because he has other issues, no, because he understands what he needs to be done, and he's doing it. He knows that he needs to fix up his room, for example, do his homework, wash the dishes, clean the house, or at least his room. You know, he's doing things that we want him based because we taught him the right proper manner. So this is the good side of things. Sometimes you see the child, no, he's constantly submissive, like whatever you say to him, he's like, okay, sure. He just moves on. So that indicates that sometimes that the child himself might be suffering a trauma of some sort or a problem of some sort.
All right.
He is not being able to express himself. He's not being able to talk to his parents. He's not being able to solve the issue himself. So his way in order to deal with this issue is just him being submissive.
All right.
So like we said, so submissive itself, it plays, like I said, it plays two roles. Sometimes it's good if it's done the right manner. If it's done not because we've taught him the correct way, he's just quiet. You know, because we have these kids who are just quiet and they just do whatever you want them, and they just want to get you out of their way. Mm-hmm. They don't want to argue with you. They don't want to fight with you. They just kind of want to shove you away. Then that indicates it's a problem. So
all right,
as parents, we need to understand, even for a child, he needs to be able to give his opinion in matters of things, or at
all
least
right,
show his likes and dislikes.
All right.
It's not that whatever we give him, he's going to say, okay, sure.
Okay, all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, that indicates a problem. And you said, like, there are so many things parents could notice. They could be not one, there could be many things. We can summarize them. You said that biting nails, sucking thumbs, urinating in the bed, or the anger level, or being violent with other kids, fighting and not reacting. And the most important, you said, was listening, being obedient all the times, not showing their opinion. Well, brother, I'll be talking to you, but after a very short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Love children, be kind to them, and whenever you promise something to them, fulfill it."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the signs that could indicate that there's a problem with your child. Yes, brother, you were talking about these signs.
All right, so we're still discussing the signs that could happen within inside the family framework that we have to be very mindful of,
that our children don't have. If they have, then we have to be alert to the fact that there's a problem. One of the issues that also a lot of parents see as a positive thing in the child or in the children is the fact that they're being too shy. So you have a lot of kids who are very shy to be at least honest with their parents or speak with their parents, and they get embarrassed very quickly. They back off very quickly. Sometimes, like, even they might change color when it comes, like, you know, to their faces out of shyness. As we say, they turn red. So this sort of shyness, it's required, it's good for a person to become shy. But there are not always.
Not
there are
always
places where a person needs to be himself. Like, mm-hmm. Because that if that develops as he grows older, that could become a huge problem,
yep.
Where he becomes more submissive to people because he's shy. He can't express his needs, and he can't reject and object to things because he's too shy. So whatever people tell him, he will do. So that could cause a lot of problems as he grows older. So if the if you have a very shy child,
mm-hmm.
Usually that is because of the environment that he lives in the house, that's causing him to be in this state. Sometimes you see the child, for example, is in the set of destruction, like inside the house. Sometimes I've seen a lot of children, for example, they like to break things, they like to destroy things just for fun. We think it's for fun, but in fact, this means that this child has a problem.
All right.
That he's trying to express in another way, where sometimes he breaks his own toys. Sometimes he destroys toys within the house. Sometimes he breaks his mom or his dad's stuff. So that also indicates there's a problem. And also, as a child grows older and older, one of the things that we currently suffering from is that they start to develop their sense of sexuality at a very, very quick, rapid age.
All right.
And sometimes the parents play a massive role in that. And this point is so sensitive that even the Quran mentioned it, that it says that when you are with your spouses, make sure that you don't let kids come into your rooms while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Because they might see things they shouldn't see. So this also plays a huge role. Now, alhamdulillah, kids don't have to come to our rooms to see. They can see by themselves at their own time, which is a massive problem.
Yeah.
So that sexual development at a very rapid age,
mm-hmm.
is also a problem that parents need to be aware of. But I mean, obviously, that's a topic by itself, but we're talking about things that the parents themselves could contribute to the behavior of the child. And this is one of the things.
Yes.
And like I said, the Quran mentioned it very clearly and very honestly as well, not just clearly. So parents need to be very aware of, because that could cause a child a lot of problems. Another issue that we see with children is when you see a child who is disobedient, most of the times the cause for that is the parents themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So usually when a wife and a husband themselves are constantly fighting, the child kind of loses respect for either both or one of the parents. For example, if the father, which is the male figure in the house, a figure of authority, if the mother is constantly yelling at him and shouting at him and calling him names, the child would have no respect for him. So if the father would say something to the child would not listen because he doesn't see him as an authority figure anymore.
Yeah.
And vice versa. When the mother is constantly yelled at and abused by the father, then the child would not feel anything towards her either.
Well.
So if we have this disobedience in children, then we have to revisit our own relationship as a husband and a wife to see what is it that we're doing wrong that's causing the child this issue. So also that's an indication there's a problem in behavior.
These were very important signs that one could really look for. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us. Please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our sessions again on our official website, that's parstoday.com. Go to Call of Islam. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.